Welcome to Audacity Works, a podcast inspired by and dedicated to the working artist, the creative entrepreneur, and generally, doing the damn thing. This exists on the premise that the world belongs to those who have the audacity to believe that their lives have value. This is for you. Happy December, friends. This is Audacity Works, episode 9, and it's about No Work December. I am your host, Rachel Strickland, and this is not working. Working for me is pretty much my favorite thing to do. So why would someone who loves what they do for work take a whole freaking month off of doing that thing? Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because I'm gonna tell you. I have done No Work December for the past 3 years. This year, I've done it much better than the other years because, man, it's hard to rest. Resting is hard. Not working is hard, but also it's awesome once you give yourself permission to actually do the thing. It truly has been very restorative. And before you roll your eyes at me, I am aware that this statement can only come from a place of privilege. It can also only come from a place, in my case, of really hard work, because I work my ass off all year long so that I can take December to give my brain a break from being the machine that does what it does and just be a human creature. And it's had kind of an unexpected side effect. If you have been close to me in the month of December for the past, I don't know, decade, you may recall that I'm like the biggest Scrooge ever. I have attested and declared repeatedly that I loathe the holidays and I just want to go to Key West and escape them. And have I ever done that? No, I probably will one day, but for different reasons. But because I have done this No Work December so well this December, I'm not hating it. Like, I decorated my house. I put up like a solstice tree with a little witch hat on the top. I love it. We put up lights. I made freaking hot chocolate and shit. And it's been fun. Remember fun? Remember that this was supposed to be fun? This year, for me, finally, it is. And I'm not hating it. And I'm enjoying buying gifts, which is historically something that I'm terrible at. But I really, really want to get better at that. So I'm putting some more energy and effort into gift giving. And it's fun again. And I think it's fun because I'm not trying to do 1,000 other things that I normally need to do to run my business during this month. So let's back way up and look at this from a bird's eye view. Do I declare that it's going to be great for everyone? We should all take December off. No. December makes sense for me. When I was earning most of my income as a gig economy performing artist, December would have been a very bad idea to take off because that was silly season. You know, October through Valentine's Day is when you get it. If you are a performing artist doing gig work, and I mean like corporate events and parties and stuff like that, there's just a lot of opportunity for high earning in those months, so it would not have made much sense. But during those times, June tended to be really, really slow. So I just didn't get much work in June and didn't push that hard for it because it's June and it's like warm outside and shit. Like, let's go play. But for me personally, it makes a lot of sense to choose December as a time to give my brain a break from being the machine that solves problems and give it a break from what my brilliant friend Janelle Dinosaurs, yeah, I'm going to use your Instagram handle, taught me was called compassion fatigue. Is when you work as a coach and you work one-on-one especially, and you want to get deep into the water with your people, and you do that for 11 months without stopping, you can need a bit of a space. from being in that space. I'm not being very articulate right now, but I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. Compassion fatigue is real. If you are a coach or an educator of any kind, hopefully you're using your empathic abilities and your empathy intentionally and consistently. And that is also a muscle that could use some rest. It's just some rest. And we talk about rest a lot on the social medias, and there are a lot of conversations about the importance of rest. This has been something that I've watched happen over the past decade, because I came into circus arts and aerial arts in particular around 2007 is when I started my training. And it was definitely a culture of the OG rock star, train when you're sick, train when you have a fever, run your act when you're totally unwell. And it's only been in more recent years that I've watched that conversation turn solidly, as it should have, in the other direction, which is that rest is in fact productive. Rest is productive. I know you know this already, I hope, but knowing it and doing it are two very different things. And as any aspiring or working artist in a physical capacity will tell you, the only thing harder than training is not training. And if you came into this in a culture of the rock star, train when you're sick, train when you're tired, train when you're hurt, if you came into it in that culture, that's really difficult to unlearn, because it got into your muscles, it's in your body, it's in your formative psychology, and that comes with feelings of guilt, which is so silly, but it doesn't matter if we know that it's silly, because it's still there. And that's our cross to bear. For those of us who find ourselves in that situation, as my friend the movement maestro would say, you have identified your homework. If you are unable to rest because of feelings of guilt, you have identified your homework. That needs to be sorted out, because it's not effective for you. And especially in the long run, it won't be healthy or sustainable for you. So yes, December is the month that I choose to take a hard step back from doing work. That doesn't mean that I don't make content. I enjoy making content, but I only make it when I feel like it. I also took a holiday, and I went to my second favorite place in the world, Ireland, and I spent almost 2 weeks there, mostly in the company of the wonderful Aisling Na Cealaigh, who brought me over to work with her in a creative mentorship capacity. And of course, like, once I got there and like Jenny Tufts came over from Paris, I wouldn't classify that as work. It was so much fun. Also, I learned how to bake bread and some other things too. And anyway, it was incredibly restorative. And we talked a lot about the function of rest, and we talked a lot about how we get attached to the idea that if we're not suffering, it's not really, doesn't count. Like, if you're not uncomfortable and unhappy or suffering in some way, surely you're not working very hard, which is a fallacy. And one for me that I know exactly where it comes from, the aforementioned OG culture that I came into my artistic practice inside of. But for example, like, a lot of the work, and I'm using air quotes even though you can't see me, that we did when we were together was talking. We did a lot of talking. We went on a bunch of artist dates with the dogs. Dogs need to be walked, artists need to be talked. Just came up with that. Do you like it? And I had a little moment in myself. I'm like, oh my God, in my little American brain, where the worm of capitalism is well established. I'm like, oh, this isn't enough value. This isn't enough value that that I'm giving her. And it was a fallacy, but I was all caught up in my head, which put her in the position of educating me. I'm like, this is completely useful. to me. Like, we don't need to be in a studio. That's not where this work is going to be most effective right now. Walking in the woods and talking about it is going to be much more effective. So thank you, Ash. So more on No Work December and what that means for me specifically, just to give you kind of a bird's eye view. I don't take meetings and calls during December as a general rule. And I can break that rule if I want to, but generally I don't want to because I take calls the rest of the year. I am also not an email answering machine during this time, and give that a rest. My inbox gets a nice wide berth. I also do not make plans and commitments during December, again, general rule, for the rest of the year, because I'm trying to give my brain a break from being a problem-solving machine. And being a problem-solving machine absolutely includes making plans for the coming year. And will I be doing that again in January? You bet your ass I will, because we gotta. I want to make plans. I'll be excited for it because I will have had a break from it. And I will be thrilled to come back to Zoom. I'm not being sarcastic. I love what I do. I'll be super pleased to get back on the Zoom, back in front of the webcam, and do the thing that I do. And as a note, like, this would not have been useful for me when I was in what I refer to as, like, my most prolific years of creating movement, generally between the ages of 30 to 34. I made so much shit, and I wanted to be doing that. That was what I wanted to do, and I took time off when I needed to, bits and pieces, but taking a month off during that time, I would have looked at you like you're nuts because I didn't want to. So if you want to be working, work. And if you want to be resting, rest. It seems so absurd that we have to have these conversations, but you know what? We do because of the messages that we're giving ourselves and getting from everywhere else pretty much all the time, except for the occasional very warm and fuzzy Instagram quote or meme about rest being productive, which I'm very happy that those conversations are happening. I have also been noticing that conversations on social media surrounding self-care are, well, I'm glad they're happening. Grateful for that. Also, they're starting to feel a little blamey, like not all the time, but just sometimes. And I'm seeing it in myself as well. And the message that I'm referring to is this one. Like, if you are unhappy, if you are injured, if you're burnt out, it must be your fault. You see what I'm saying? And to a great degree, of course, our well-being and our happiness is our responsibility, our personal responsibility. However, there's no amount of bubble baths and healthy boundaries that are going to protect someone's health if they're operating inside of an environment that's inherently poisonous. And I'm not here to tell you how to fix your environment because I don't know what you're dealing with. But I do know that there's only so much that we can do to care for ourselves without changing our environment. And sometimes our environment is not ours to change, which is where I prefer to look at things from a perspective of what do we have control over. And for my part, realizing that I was really kind of ragged in December a couple of years ago, I was like, okay, well, what do I have control over? Have I earned enough this year through my work? Like, do I have to continue the grind throughout December? And the answer was no. Like, I looked at the numbers and, like, actually, I'll be okay if I don't do that. I'm like, okay, well, perhaps I could change my environment in this way by just making a new rule as an experiment and just try what it would be like to not work in December. And again, very personally for me, it works well. Like the Audacity Project, for example, I would not want to run the Audacity Project during December because people are traveling, they're with their families, or they're having other feels about the festive season, and otherwise just not in the best headspace for doing intensive self-examination work around your career and how to move forward with it. Like there are frequently better and more effective months of the year to be doing that work. So very specifically for the Audacity Project, it just makes sense, again, for me to choose December to do this. And by the way, talking to my American friends here from the United States of America and U.S. culture, this is something that, like, a lot of the world has already figured out, and we just didn't. Like, for example, if you go to Italy, don't go in August, because everyone in Italy's on holiday for, like, the whole month of August. That's just, I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's really hot. And they're like, this is the time to escape and go somewhere else. So they do. And I know because I went to Italy in August and I was like, why is there no one here? Like, why are all the shops closed? Where are all the people? And an Italian friend was like, oh yeah, like, as a culture, we generally just go on holiday during August. I'm like, damn, that is so freaking cool. Just decide. And you look closely, like, think of siesta culture. Like, if you're in a place where siesta is a part of your daily routine, and you're, like, doing stuff at 2:30 in the afternoon, people are worried about you. They're like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Are you sick? Are you hurt? Why are you doing things? And you should be resting at siesta time. By the way, 2:30, I just put as kind of an arbitrary. I'm clearly not in siesta culture because I had to come through so much just to take one piddly little month off for myself. So please correct me where I'm wrong about that time stamp. It was just a guess because it's really hot in a lot of places at 2:30 in the afternoon. Seems like a good time for a nap to me. And everybody else already knows that. Just late to the party, I guess. Another international example, when we moved into this house, my husband and I, and it was a big, big move, and we're like, we don't ever want to move again. This is going to be the last move. Time's going to tell on that one, but we really love it here. And it was big, right? It's like getting all of your childhood crap from your parents, in addition to the crap you've just been moving from place to place in your adult years. They're like, oh, good, you're settled down now. Here, take this box full of report cards from when you were 8. So you have all of those things too, and ends up just being a large ordeal. And I was talking to a friend of mine, an Irish friend, about it, and he was like, okay, cool. So this is what you do. Once you're moved in, you and the husby, you go on a holiday, take 2 weeks. And I was like, damn, that just came out of your mouth so easy. It's not even a thought. It's just like, obviously, a holiday needs to be 2 weeks to even count. And here in U.S. culture, we're like, you get 2 weeks for the whole year. Like, dude, seriously, 2 weeks out of the entire year? That's all? That's all we're supposed to have? No, 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 no. I don't think that's going to cut it. That doesn't sound cool. Let's do something else. Let's figure out another way. And did I take that two-way holiday as my wise friend suggested? I did not. I should have listened to him, but I didn't. And it's okay because I'm resting right now. And why is this December so much easier to take actual time than past Decembers? Because it's always been a little bit of a struggle. Probably because I just went through Mordor And I'm much more keen to be like, yeah, cool. I'm not going to do anything. Feel like I'm solidly on the other side of Mordor. Thank you, all of you who have written in to ask me, by the way. It means a lot, but I'm going to be good. I'm already good. Like, I feel good, and I'm feeling more like myself. And I'm going to credit resting with that and doing things other than what I normally spend my time doing throughout the year, which I really, really love doing. But it's just like, take a break from it sometimes, and then you're going to love going back to it even more. So to kind of wrap all of this up, my invitation to you is not to, hey, do what I did and take all of December off, because that might not work for you. It might not be functional or make any sense. But if it sounds appealing to you to have space built in for yourself in your year, you got to plan that shit, man. Like, I don't mean plan what you're going to do during it, although that's also a possibility. I just mean take a look at the year you want to have and be like, when would be a good time to not do anything? And set yourself up, or at least like start to think about how one day you might set up a space for yourself where this is built into your year and your yearly life. And maybe you hate it, you know, maybe everything is an experiment. So if you hate it, don't do it. But if you love it, maybe do it again. I tend to enjoy doing things in intense bursts, and that includes when I take time off and rest. Like, I don't want to have like an hour long rest. I want to rest for like days and days. And when I work, I'm like, I prefer to work inside of a little tornado of productivity. And that's just how I operate in myself. So whatever is going to work for you, it's not going to work for everybody else. And if you're doing something extraordinary, extraordinary measures are going to need to be taken to care for yourself, particularly your body. And whatever you're doing this festive season, I hope that it is making you happy. And if it's not making you happy, I hope that you go do something else. I hope that you're lit up, and I hope that you feel safe. And I want to thank you for sitting here with me. I am so appreciative of each and every one of you, and I am still absolutely, I have this great list of episodes coming up, all have been written in, so you can write to me on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative, or on Patreon at Rachel Strickland Creative. It's made it real easy. Would love to hear from you, hear your thoughts. If you have requests for future episodes, would love to add those to the list, because we're still new and I'm still loving taking your requests. So happy festive season, everybody. Don't go back to sleep.